Melanie, how you doing this morning?
Good. How you doing?
We're doing well. Kentucky's in town tonight. I'm sure you're hoping for the same result for your team that the men's team had on Tuesday night against the Wildcats.
Yeah, that would be kind of nice. I think they played so well and got off to such a great start. And that's kind of what we've been doing lately is we've been getting off to good starts and hoping we do that again tonight.
Five-game winning streak for you coming off a blowout win against Alabama, 92-47. Just give us a little more of a taste of what's going on with your team and how well you're playing.
Well, I think, you know, we've made a lot of changes and improvements since Christmas, and I think we got off to the right start in the SEC, but we had a very, very, very difficult schedule at the beginning of the year, and then at the start of the SEC, we had Georgia twice, LSU, and Tennessee. And to come out 2-2 against the toughest teams in the conference at the top, I think we actually built some confidence with that. And then when we started playing the lower teams, it just carried through.
Melanie, the other impressive component in your latest run is your perimeter defense. What is it, the last six games you've allowed opponents less than 15% from the three-point arc. That'll get it done.
Yeah, believe it or not, we were last in the conference in 3-point field goal percentage defense early on, and I was really upset about that, and we talked about it, and, you know, all of a sudden each game we got better and better, and now we're number one in the conference in that category.
Not bad.
So, you know, it's really nice that we have kids that really bought into what we're doing, and that's the whole thing. If I'm upset about something and we work on it, they're working really hard to make those changes.
What about Christina Wirth? Obviously, from a statistical standpoint, she's your go-to player, but what has she meant to your team in terms of leadership and setting the tone?
Well, it just starts with, obviously, with work ethic, and she comes to work every day. She's a perfectionist to the point where, you know, if you tell her to step on this line, she wants to be on that line. And I think when you have a leader and when one of your best players by far, statistically, like you're saying, is getting better every day and building that confidence, they all started just to follow her example.
You've also got a Nashville product, Jessica Moody, who's been productive in all areas of her game. She had 11 assists against Alabama. She can score, and she also plays defense. What, she had 4 steals in that game.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing is Jess Mooney's actually doing an awesome job. Again, you know, a lot of coaches say they have their starting six this time of year, and she's definitely in our starting six. She just gives us such a spark off the bench that it's something that we really need. And I think we get better when we stub with her and Liz Sherwood. And Jess has given us a spark, really, at the point because she pushes tempo so well with the ball in her hand, as well as defensively. She came up with some really big plays, especially against Georgia on the road, making steals and getting points off her defense down the other end.
Yeah, having a couple freshmen in the starting lineup as a coach, does that scare you a little bit as you work your way through conference play? Jency Rhodes and Hannah Twamy have seen a lot of playing time this year, and do you worry about that, and you try to make sure they're in the right places and know what they're supposed to do?
No, I think we're fine with that. I think two things is they don't know that they're supposed to be nervous. You know, it's one of those. I think things where, you know, a lot of the older kids, seniors especially, can really press themselves down the stretch because they want to do so well and they don't want their careers to end. And I think they're very, very carefree, you know, and they just play hard every day. And then they have a good supporting cast of leaders and upperclassmen in Liz and Tina and Jen Risper, who all three of them have such experience on the court over the last couple of years.
We're speaking to Vanderbilt women's basketball coach Melanie Balcom and your opponent tonight, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
In an interesting situation, similar to the men, a new coach kind of got off to a slow start. They're 6-3 in the conference, so obviously it seems like they're starting to put it together.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're playing the best basketball they've played all year. They've had a lot of adversity, a lot of injuries, and they've really stuck together, and it's made them a stronger team, I think.
Also, they have, if you look at their personnel, a Nashville kid who might be the freshman of the year in the conference, Victoria Dunlap, a good senior up front, and Sarah Elliott. What impresses you about their bigs?
Oh, Sarah Elliott looks like she's more aggressive than she's been in the past. It looks like that she's crashing the boards harder. So that's one thing we're going to have to do is keep her off the glass. We want to really push tempo on her because she does tire. You know, we got to keep it in a transition game. But Victoria Dunlap, she's just playing so well. I mean, she's freshman of the week again last week. She runs the floor extremely well, works very, very hard. I think she drives harder than anybody I've seen in the conference from the high post, and that's one kid that we would have loved to keep here in Nashville and couldn't get her to stay home.
This is a difficult homestand, isn't it, when you play Kentucky tonight and then Tennessee coming to town next?
Yeah, you know, and we're just excited it's home. You know, we're hoping for a good crowd tonight, and I know that our game Sunday's already sold out. So we're going to have pink out tonight in Memorial, and just hoping a lot of people come out because, you know, our players are playing well, and I think we're really fun to watch right now, especially our defense.
You think, you know, you see a lot of teams doing the pink for the Komen Foundation and everything, and for the Vanderbilt Ingram Cancer Center as part of the event tonight. Do you think that's doing enough to raise the awareness and, you know, and getting the message across?
Well, I don't think it's ever enough. I think that, you know, we're making strides, and I think that it's become bigger every year. I know since I've been involved and women's basketball has been involved and men's basketball is involved. And I think, you know, the more we can do each year, the better. And the crowds and the donations and everything, I think it sends a message. You know, I think it was really nice this year. We had a lot of teams on TV with pink uniforms, and, you know, when people turn that on, there's a lot of national exposure and gets people thinking about it.
Melanie, your team's in good position, an RPI of 21. Your team seems to be peaking, and as a coach, I know you never take anything for granted, but you guys are sort of operating under the radar, Tennessee and LSU getting the lion's share of the attention in the SEC. Do you kind of like it that way?
Yes, I do. you know, I come from a program that was able to sneak up on big teams in March, and we've always kind of been ranked all season, and this is the first year that we started off ranked and lost that ranking, and we've been fighting to get it back, and I was one of the people that kept saying, you know, it's okay, let's stay down here, it's okay, you know, it's okay to sneak up on people as you're getting better, and I think we're so much of a better team because we're so young. That's all we can ask is our players to improve every day, work hard, and they're just starting to lead each other and starting to take on a personality that I really like, that is aggressive, defensive, and athletic.
Melanie, there's nothing more fun than following a team that has great upside, and that's exactly the case with you guys. I think it's going to be a fun February and March for you. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much. I appreciate your compliments.
All right, good luck.
All right, thank you, Melanie.
Right.